Good day, my friends, and welcome to episode 2 of Morals Podcast. Today's guest, we have Sir Jeffers. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Sir Jeffers, and welcome to the Moral Truth Channel. Very nice. I actually listened to a good bit of the first podcast you put out. I couldn't finish the whole thing. I was at work. I was only on break, so I only had so much time, but it wasn't bad. I liked how it went.
Yeah, we were just going back and forth with Tank, talking about New Year's and stuff. But yeah, it was good, despite some audio issues, but we're going to fix it with this episode, most likely.
Yeah, we already ran our tests and everything, and that was a fun time.
Yeah, so why don't you introduce yourself about who you are and what kind of stuff you do.
My name, like I said before, is Sir Jeffers. I do like the gaming scene like a lot of other people do. I wanted to kind of get back into reviews, but I've been kind of going in and stepping away from that. I've got animations coming up that I've been planning, various stories, one hopefully dropping Saturday if I get time to finish it, and the various vlogs and everything else. So I'm just kind of all over the place at the moment.
Oh, okay. Any specific kind of animations you have planned out? Or not spoiling anything?
Oh, okay. they're more or less like just stories that I can tell, you know. I let out in the most recent video that I just put out. I think it was actually from not the time this goes out, but from the time of recording, just really recently. I mentioned that it was going to be about the time I was in like second grade or something like that, and I got my head stuck in a chair.
How did that happen?
Okay, so I was going to explain it in that, but I'll give a quick summary here.
Okay,
those big square like colorful chairs that you always see along all the schools and everything,
like elementary, you know, like school or.
Yeah, like a square back and like a square base to sit on. They're orange, blue, green, all these random colors. They've got a big open spot in the back, in between the two things holding up the back of the chair. So yeah. I was a really small and thin kid. I mean, I was a tiny kid. So people were always like, I had somebody ask me if I could fit through the hole. I was like, I can try. So I'd stand up and I'd kind of slide myself in a really weird U shape to get myself through it. And I'd just slide right through it and be done. And people thought it was fucking hilarious. It was funny. So I just kind of rolled with it and I did it so often. Well, I guess during like a month later, I tried it again and I went through a huge growth spurt, I guess is what I'm assuming, because I had to fight to get my ears through. And then whenever I got it, my head kind of slid down and had this little dip in the side of my head. So I was locked into this chair. I mean, I couldn't get out, and I tried pushing my ears forward, and I could, but I couldn't wiggle my elbows, like my shoulders back through. So I was just kind of stuck there, and I had to walk out of the room with a chair around my head, down all the hallways, because I was at the very end of the hall, down all the hallways, past all the open doors and open window classrooms, into the office, into the maintenance room, where they used a saw to cut the chair off.
And you were just basically with the chair on your neck for like a day?
It wasn't all day. It was only for like 20 minutes, but I had to walk down like a hallway of just open doors and people looking out because I was in pain. I was like kind of haunched over and the chair was tapping at the ground because it was just so, oh man, it was not fun.
Oh man, yeah. Stuff happened to me in school too. I remember some stuff, I don't know, not like as funny as that, but I know when like some kids, you know, they're just stand on top of the toilet in the bathroom stall and then they're just look over and see who's in the next stall. You know, they say, oh, you see the guy's penis or something, or their underwear. I mean, that's like, I don't know what's up with that.
No, that's a little, yeah, no thanks. oh man. The most terrifying thing that could have happened though is that what keep those chairs together are like little bolt clamps. So they don't have a screw in them. They just kind of go in and they get, or no, well, they kind of do. That's how they go in, but they tighten on one side and they saw it off. And then cover it because they're not supposed to come out. So they couldn't just pop them out or screw them out. They had to get a saw to actually cut the thing off. And I'm just a little kid, so I'm terrified beyond like comprehension of reasonable thought. So I'm just like, I'm crying. I'm all upset because of what happened. And needless to say, since then, I still see the teacher that I had every now and again. She brings it up all the time. She was like, you know, there's a rule at that school now about kids sitting in their chairs properly and about not sliding through the holes because of you. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, we say it every year because of you.
So TLDR, you got stuck in a chair. Someone cut a saw to get with the saw just to get you out of it. That's the TLDR, right?
Yep, and it'll haunt me for the rest of my life.
All right.
Oh, man, school is not fun. But yeah, You and I were there as well for the Little Big Gamers live stream as well.
Yeah, right? The Game for Heroes charity stream, the 24 hours. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, we were playing some Overwatch together. And
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we helped Big K get some wins. We helped to get some wins. Yeah.
Except in the morning, because I got up in the next morning and actually jumped back on to play with him. Mm-hmm. We did awful. But the night before when we were playing, it was a lot of fun. He did a great job with the stream. He raised, $810 or something like that?
I think he raised more than $800, but yeah, that's a rough estimate.
I was seeing posts, and it was mind-blowing. Big K did a great job. Little M was awesome for the parts of the stream that I was able to jump in where he was in, and it was just very funny. He's a really smart kid. He knew the Stunfisk reference from Pokemon. It's part reference between, a flounder and a starfish? Not a starfish. I forget the name of the actual fish, but it lays flat, and it buries itself in the sand, but they look really terrifying.
I think I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know the name of it either, but I think I've seen a fish like that in Finding Nemo. I don't know the name of the fish. It's like a flat fish.
Yeah, they're kind of like that, but they have really sharp teeth as well. But the point is, it was a great stream, and we had a lot of fun. His Astroneer Gaming, and that was really good. Actually, I went out, and as soon as I seen him play it, because I've been trying to keep away from that game a little bit, because I want to kind of enjoy it on my own and do my own thing before I get in any spoilers. Mm-hmm. But I seen him play it, and I was like, okay, I'll sit back for a couple minutes. Next thing I knew, an hour had gone by, and I'm like, wow, this is a really good game. So I just immediately bought it.
Oh, that was cool. I remember he was giving away some Astroneer keys, and he gave away some Earthlock keys as well. And I actually won one of the Astroneer keys, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I won one of the Astroneer keys.
I wanted to get one of the Earthlock keys, but by the time he was giving those out, I was asleep. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, he also gave away a Golfing with Friends. Some other people won games too. Oh, and Yeti Bear gave away some VidCon tickets, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to be there for that. I actually plan on going to VidCon. Who won the tickets? Because I didn't see.
I didn't see either. I didn't stay that long. I think I was sleeping at that time. And then I remember when Big K started his thing, I was about to go to work. So
wasn't bad. It was really fun, though, like I said. Can we just talk a minute about the cup that he has now?
Oh, yeah, the mug. He has the names of those who donated.
Yeah. Oh my, yeah, it was really cool. The whole time during the stream, anytime someone were to donate, just to clarify, anytime someone were to donate, he had a black mug and a golden Sharpie kind of deal.
Yeah.
Not Sharpie, but it was a permanent marker, and he'd write their names on there. So real big on the side of the cup, because my name was so long, there is myself as Paradigm of Hope instead of just Poe or Jeffrey, which is fine. I think it's hilarious, but I didn't mean to take up so much space. I felt so bad through the whole thing, because he was running out of room, and then there's my big-ass name just on the side there. Oh, felt terrible, but it was a great thing. I was imposing challenges the whole time. I was like, okay, if you guys can get 3 hole-in-ones, I'll donate $25. Oh, if you guys can get play the game, I'll donate $10. Stuff like that.
Yeah, then I think Big K got play the game. I think
yeah, so 76. He did. As soon as I said the challenge, a minute later, we won.
Yeah, and I remember we did some 3v3s too. I played with Big K. And I would play with Ryan. And then Big K's idea is like, hey, let's play our worst hero. And then I somehow got a play of the game because I saved somebody, and then I just killed somebody else. So, yeah.
Who'd you get play of the game as?
When the 3v3s, I played as Anna. I got a play of the game as her.
See, I haven't really taken the chance to play her specifically. I don't play a whole lot of Overwatch as it is, but her, so I see her and I'm like, really cool, because her healings are really strong if you hit someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I'm good. I think I'm gonna wait to play her. But I played the Zen boy. I played the Zenyatta. So I'm all throwing walnuts at people because I got the Christmas skin.
I let you have them for a couple of games because I've been playing healer the whole stream basically.
I mean, every team needs them. Why is Sombra, by the way, in the assault class? Don't get me wrong, or the offense. It seems fine. But she feels more like a defensive kind of person.
That's kind of true, yeah. Because you could, hack the health packs and such. And you could just hack
health packs, mm-hmm. enemies.
Yeah, that way they can't use their abilities or they can't ultimate. Yeah, in a way you're right. Because I'm not even sure what Blizzard was thinking, but
I think it can go either way. It just depends how you look at it. Because you can also hack enemies. So if they're defending real hard, it's a good thing. But if they're attacking, you've got to defend. You can turn off so much stuff. I mean, it just happens to work out. Plus, you get more setup time if you got to hack health packs.
Yeah.
We somehow segued from the live stream to Overwatch to Sombra specifically. So that was a fun little detour.
Yeah, then AK dyeing his hair purple and Ryan too. I think Little M dyed his hair purple too.
Did he?
I'm not even sure.
Half the stream, I couldn't even see his hair because it was blending in with the green screen.
Oh, yeah, the mug. I look at the inside of the mug, too. It was, like, blending in with the green screen, too. Like, oh, shoot. It's, like, some interesting liquid in the mug or something.
Some space-age glitter.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was really, really awesome. I didn't see if a little M had actually done that to his hair.
I don't know. I just saw Big Can Ryan.
I was at work for the end of the stream. I wanted to be there for the VidCon tickets. But, oh man, VidCon's going to be great. Are you going to VidCon?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, I really badly want to go. I mean, it's going to be months from now, and I've already got days like requested off work just for it, so.
Wait, there's like multiple VidCon locations? I'm not aware of like where they do VidCon.
It's in Anaheim and Amsterdam.
Oh, Anaheim, okay. That's not too far from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, I'm all the way now.
Oh, yeah, I live in California, so yeah.
I'm all the way in Ohio, so I gotta travel across the U.S.
That's tough, man. I mean, it's expensive these days to just, like, fly around to, like, another state or even to another country. But that's why I'm just stuck in California pretty much my whole life.
I'm not flying. I'm going with my previous... I'm going with... he's my editor, but he can't really do anything at the moment to help me because I'm here, he lives elsewhere, and his computer can't edit like it used to be able to, and I have a really good computer. So he's going to pick me up, and we're just going to go from one side of the U.S. to the other.
That's going to be pretty far.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe if we get to Cali, we'll look you up. We'll stop in and say, hey.
Yeah, you go to Los Angeles, try to find me, and then you do a vlog about it.
I'll walk around L.A. Moral. I'll just start just, like, yelling it from the rooftops. You'll be like, who the hell is saying my name?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Oh, no, I've been exposed.
Oh man, you'll know who, you'll know, you will know.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. I've seen you, your vlogs. I know who you are.
Oh yeah, everybody knows who I am. I was seeing your stream. Did you just have a beard at one time, by the way?
I had like a goatee. It wasn't really a beard. I think every couple of weeks I would just shave it off because, you know, I have like acne.
Because I was watching because whenever I got on Twitch to watch your live stream, your recent one, I got on and I was like, previous recording, okay, I'll see this all the way for the stream. So I clicked it and I seen your one face. I was like,
last episode of the Life is Strange. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. I was like, okay, cool. it was pretty wild though.
Well, yeah, that was a really good one because I was finally able to show my face and talk. Because all the other ones, I would just have the gameplay and just the characters talking. I would just talk in chat. But I was happy that the last episode, I was actually talk a bit for at least like a couple hours, and I had to go back to get myself muted again.
Right, it's hard talking over that game anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I just talk when they're not talking. It makes it easier for me. But
right. But then they go on like these big rants in the game, and you're like, do I say something? Do I do that? It's like, ah.
Yeah, but I'm happy with the ending I chose in that game.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. Have you ever played Life is Strange?
I'm actually playing it right now, actually. I do it on Mondays. And I've just gotten to, I'm not too far in yet, honestly. I just met up with Chloe at her home. I mean, because I only do it once a week, and I do it for so long at a time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just there. Don't get me wrong. I know of a few things that happen later on, but I've been avoiding everything about the game for the same reason that I want to just kind of get the full experience of it.
Right. So you're not like speedrunning or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I could speedrun it. Don't get me wrong. It's not a hard game to speedrun.
Oh, no. Of course not.
I love a game with a good story, so I want to follow this because I'm really immersed in it.
Yeah. I would just take the time to just explore the area, get to know the characters a bit, and then if I find anything useful or some minor decisions I have to make, and I'll actually show in the little poll of what people did.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I like that too, because the majority of decisions is not always the correct decision, you know?
At the start of the first one, did you sign the one girl's petition for
to professor?
Keep the cameras out? Yeah. Did you sign to keep cameras out, or did you keep the cameras?
I think I forgot to talk to her on that episode, so I think I just counted as I didn't sign it, but I don't think anything happened later on.
I don't know if it's supposed to do anything or not, because it says that it'll have an effect, because I think I didn't sign it. I think cameras aren't the worst idea. There was cameras in my high school, and it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
I didn't sign it. I was like, nah, sorry, I want to keep, cameras make sense. It's fine with me to have that.
Yeah, in a way. basically you went through just episode one?
I'm almost done with episode one. I think as soon as I leave Chloe's house from fixing my camera, I think that's the end of one, unless I go with her to the field. That might be the end of one. I'm really unsure where one ends.
Yeah, you stay in your house for a bit, and you fix the camera. I think you leave the house afterwards, and some cutscene, and then it ends episode one, I think.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about if there's a major decision coming up or anything. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but yeah.
You better not. I'll fight you.
Oh, no. I'm a pacifist. Thank you very much.
You're pacifist.
Yeah, really good game. You'll enjoy it.
I enjoyed it already. Like I mentioned before, games with a great story are right up my alley.
Yeah, especially if you're the one making decisions in the game and it affects the story based on what you decided. I mean, that makes it more like realistic in a way because it's something you would actually think of doing depending on the situation.
Depending, yeah, and it's like, but then again, like I used to play the old Walking Dead games and it's like, here's choice A or choice B. It's like, well, these are both terrible choices. Why don't I just do this instead?
Yeah, I never played The Walking Dead, but Life is Strange, that's like my very first Telltale games. I think that's what it's called. Telltale.
Yeah, the Telltale games.
Yeah, that's my first one I've played.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's definitely not a bad game. It's really, really nice, but...
Yeah, depending on what decisions you make. I mean, sometimes you might make the bad decisions and you might get the bad ending, but...
I made a full run of just picking, like, the worst decisions I could. I mean, worst ones.
Oh, no. I can't even imagine.
You don't want to imagine. It's everything bad that could happen does happen.
Because I know there's, like, runs like that. Like, in Undertale, you just kill everything. I'm thinking of doing a pacifist run in Undertale. I don't know, one day I might stream it. I just had that game for, like, a couple years or so, but I never played it. Because I just never made the time to stream it.
I have it too, I just haven't played it either.
Yeah, same thing with the Half-Life series, or... I mean, I played a little bit of Left 4 Dead too. I haven't really played the multiplayer. I just played like one chapter in the campaign.
Is the campaign any different than the multiplayer?
I don't think so. I think it's similar to the campaign, except you just play with friends, I guess.
That's what I'm assuming, because isn't one of the stages in the campaign the carnival?
I don't think I got that far.
There's like a carnival, a hotel, one where you're like running through a street, you know, it's like a mall or something. I don't know. There might be different stages. I'm really unsure. But
I think I know what you're talking about. I think it's like some mall. It's just like escalators that are not working. You have to go like upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then you're just shooting zombies. I think I remember. Yeah, I think that's the first one.
Right, because you can do that in multiplayer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
One of the best things I do is that game is really nice if you use the community mods that come out for it.
Oh, there's mods for it?
The Steam Workshop.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen those.
What I do is I like going to the hotel map because you actually have to go through a hotel of like multiple floors and it's really high up. And you get a mod called Horde and it makes it to where there's no special zombies, but instead of there being like four or five in a room, there's like 50.
Oh, crud.
So you're in a tight, compact hotel room. So what do you do? You clear out a room the best you can because the first room you come to, it only has a couple in it, even for Horde mode. And you shoot out one of the windows and you take a pipe bomb and you throw it because they beep. And it falls down the building and you just see tons of them break windows and just jump out like lemmings. It's hilarious. It's so funny to watch because it's just like a fountain, like a river of just zombies falling out of windows.
Yeah, because if you're just asking for a bunch of zombies to be in your room, it's like you're asking for a death wish or something. Yeah. I was like, no, I ain't going to do that.
Oh, it's great if you're good with shotguns. Pew! Oh, room's clear. Move on.
I'll be like, hey, Jeffers, hey, go shoot these zombies for me. I'm just going to stand on this side. So yeah, Life is Strange, Left 4 Dead 2. I mean, there's other games coming up. Nintendo Switch, I haven't looked into stuff. I just know about the new Legend of Zelda and then a bit of the Super Mario Odyssey. I mean, that looks like a pretty cool game. It's like open world.
Yeah, like throw your hat and you can jump on it and whatnot. It's really neat.
Yeah. I haven't looked too much into it. I was working when they had the announcement. Yeah. I have to read that on my own time.
The trailer for it's really nice. I'd recommend going to check it out.
Yeah. So, that's all the time we have. I'd like to thank you, Sir Jeffress, for joining in to the podcast today.
No, thank you for making the podcast and inviting me along.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. And, yes, that concludes the second episode of Morals Podcast. If you enjoy, please give it a like. And feel free to subscribe for more content as well, because we'll have some more episodes coming up in February. School's coming up, and there's gonna be less gaming videos. There'll be more vlogs and more podcasts going on. Yeah, until next time, have a great day and let the morals be with you.